It is Rally Week here on KFUO. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is the coffee hour. It's a snowy edition of the coffee hour. Sarah made it here alive.
I tried on my bike. I made it about the three quarters of the way and slid out. And then her bike fell off the car.
It was quite a series of text messages this morning, all of which my response was, are you okay? Are you alive?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Snow is a soft landing.
Your bike may be a different story, but
I think my bike
is okay. I'm glad you're here and alive. If you're listening at home here in the St. Louis area or in the Midwest and you're snowed in, captive audience today.
What better thing to do?
We have great stories to share with you, particularly today, missionary stories.
Yay.
Just shared the story of Joyce Erber and her husband serving in the Africa region, mm-hmm. and how they listen to KFUO every day when she's working in the office, and then on Sundays they catch the live services. After they're done attending services there in their community, then they listen to the live services while they're eating lunch.
That's pretty cool.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
If you value the work of KFUO, this outreach with the good news of Christ for you, and you want to show your support, you can do that today. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Mary is ready to take your call.
She is.
And how exciting. If you make a pledge today of $100 or more, we'll send you the CD, the Christmas album, Volume 1 from St. Paul's Music Conservatory. Excellent Advent and Christmas music. Give us a call. Make that pledge. 1-800-730-2727. On to our missionary story, second missionary story for today.
Yay.
Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Herb and his wife, Marky Birch, serving the Lord in Belize. We had plans to meet in person, but snow just kind of changes things. But I don't think you have that much snow in Belize, do you, Pastor Birch?
Boy, if we had snow in Belize, I think that's the day that the Lord is coming back.
Your mission is probably done if you have snow in Belize. Marky, were you expecting to get to see this while you were back here in St. Louis?
Well, the weather was forecasting it, and so I'm always a little skeptical, but it looks like the weatherman pulled through.
Yeah, they were spot on this time. So I think the last time we talked with you, whenever that was, you were serving in Peru. Tell us about this transition from your work in Peru to Belize.
We had deployed the Meissner family to Belize, and after we got them in place, we also then reached out to two other pastors to see if they would be willing to join the Meissners on this mission, join Jesus on his mission in Belize. And for whatever reason, it just didn't quite work out. And so my boss, Ted Cray, the regional director, looked across the table at me in March of last year, I think it was. And he pursed his lips, and then afterwards he said, Birch, would you be willing to go to Belize? And Marky and I are pretty flexible, and our children are all grown. They're all married, and so we talked it over and said, certainly, we'd love to go to Belize. And so that's what led us there, and so we closed up housekeeping in Peru and moved to Belize last year.
Okay. So how long have you been on the ground in Belize then?
We've been there just a little over a year. We arrived there at the 1st of September of last year, and we're on home service right now, mm-hmm. in the U.S. And there were some family things that happened in between that we weren't there with the Meissners, but things seem to be settling down now, hopefully, and we'll be returning to Belize and on Tuesday, the 20th, in time to celebrate Thanksgiving with everybody there in Belize.
That'll be wonderful. What is the nature of your work now in Belize?
I'm a church planter along with the Meissners, but more importantly, I'm also an area facilitator, and so I'm responsible then for our work that's our interface with our work in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras and also Venezuela. And so much of my time is wrapped around helping our missions and our missionaries in those other countries, too.
Marky, how did your previous assignment help you get settled in Belize and help you with the work that the Lord has given you there?
That's kind of an interesting question. I'm not sure exactly, other than having been brought to the mission field after having been in the United States for 11 years. When I was in Peru, I did go through big culture shock. Mm-hmm. It just happens to everyone who moves overseas. But I was better prepared for it when we went to Belize because I expected it to happen. I think it still hasn't happened yet. I'm still on that honeymoon phase. But anyway, I think it's because I was preparing myself for shock that maybe that eased the transition.
Maybe it's just because you live close to the beach, right? And that's what helps reduce that culture shock.
Actually, we live in the jungle. You'll have to come find us there.
That sounds like an adventure.
It is.
Sounds like a dangerous adventure.
I think we should broadcast live from there.
Pastor Birch, how did your previous assignment prepare you for your work, and how has it helped you in your work in Belize?
Well, we had been in Guatemala from 1997 to 2003, and then the picking up and doing mission again in Peru was more a continuation of what we had learned in Guatemala. And that mission is all about relationship and building relationship then with the people wherever we happen to go. We have an important message to share with the world. And in each place we go, we have to look around and see how do these people communicate, and what is the best way then to share that message. And so we have to be observant and listen, be willing to listen before we begin to talk, because it is different in each country just because of the cultural differences that each country has. And it did not, in some ways, Peru prepared us for Belize, but in other ways, Belize is a big surprise for us.
In what way is it a surprise for you?
Peru, everybody spoke Spanish, and we were quite well prepared to do that. Belize is a melting pot of different cultures. Mm. We have people there that not only speak, the official language is English, but then 65% of the people speak Spanish. But then there are the Garifuna who speak their own language. There are three different Mayan dialects. There are Mennonites there that speak Plattdeutsch. And so when you start looking at how do we communicate with the people. Just the other day, I spoke to this young man. He looked Hispanic, and I spoke to him in Spanish, and he looked at me and looked me in the eye, and he says, "You know, I don't speak a word of Spanish." I found out that he was Maya. He spoke Quechua, and so it can be a conversation starter, but it can also be a big faux pas too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Marky, what is your day-to-day life like down there working among the people?
Well, what I've found day-to-day, that's kind of tough because days vary. What I try to do is get up and get outside before it gets hot, because once it's really hot, it's kind of difficult to, you don't feel like moving much. That's a good time to read and do paperwork. But I found in Valley of Peace, with the people that I'm meeting there, is that yes, people do speak some English because they have a smattering of English vocabulary for their immediate lives. But the people have asked me to come into their little town and help them acquire better English, because that kind of locks them out of life and business there. So I've started some ESL classes. And then this sweet man raised his hand and he said, "You know, Senora, I don't read in Spanish or in English." And I'm thinking that adult literacy may also be a good inroad into sharing Jesus with the people in Belize. So language continues to be an issue for them. Sometimes they're not able to take full advantage of where they are because language holds them back.
Mm. It sounds like there are great opportunities and partnerships. I know the Meissner's serving there as well. What a blessing to have the gospel proclaimed in Belize. Pastor Herb and his wife, Marky Burt, serving the Lord in Belize. Thank you so much for being our guests on the Coffee Hour today. Is there a way that we can follow your story as well? Are you on a website or blog or Facebook?
We have a website. It's christinbelize.com, I believe it is.
All right. We'll provide a link to that on the program notes for today as well. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today. It was a joy to hear your story and get to share that with all our listeners.
Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. And safe travels while you're here on home service.
Okay.
Well, it is Rally Week. What a joy for us. I feel sorry for everybody else that they don't get to share the stories that we get to share. It is a joy. I love sharing the stories of our missionaries like the Birches and like Joyce Erber.
They are some of my favorite stories.
And it is, yes, I wish we could go visit them where they live. That would be nice, too.
That would be nice.
Especially on a day like today. It wouldn't be bad. But it is a joy to get to share those stories. If you appreciate the opportunity to hear these stories of missionaries and you value KFUO, you can pledge your support today, 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Pledge your support during Rally Week. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.